from Restore Church, Sophie Schramm is in. Hi, Sophie.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm glad you told me that your last name is pronounced Schramm, because I think around here a lot of people will probably call you Schramm, right?
All the time. Common.
Right. So remind me your position at Restore Church.
I am the secretary or the pastor's assistant.
Okay. The title maybe changes from time to time.
For sure.
Whatever's needed.
Yes.
So you were telling me you are a Randolph, Nebraska girl, huh?
I am. Born and raised there.
How far is Randolph from here?
Oh, it's 45 minutes south here.
I grew up camping.
Cake. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Came camping here all the time growing up.
Well, we're going to talk about something coming up, not only with your church, but also a handful of churches here in Yankton. I think you're going to love this, folks. It's called Love Our City. But can I ask you first, how did you end up in Yankton from Randolph? What was that path?
Well, actually, for Restore Church, my now husband and I both started attending it when we were college age and looking for a place to grow up, raise a family, and we just fell in love with Restore Church and its mission.
That's a nice story. You truly do love your city.
Yes.
Well, this caught my attention, and I just reached out, and Sophie was the first person I reached out to, and I said, who do I talk to about this? And she said, that would be me. So tell me what Love Our City is. I know it's coming up on Saturday, July 26th. I think people are going to enjoy hearing about this.
Yes, Love Our City is one of my favorite events we do. It's just a day when the body of Christ, different churches around Yankton get together to serve our community, show love in a bunch of different ways. From individual projects, service projects, like painting some houses, painting fences, cleaning out storage units, to just random acts of kindness you can stumble upon through your day, whether you're at Muddy Mo's and grabbing a cup of coffee. It'll be paid for at some point in that day. We'll pay for ice cream at different locations around town and fun things like that.
And you're hoping that it will probably spur something in these people to say, hey, I can do that too.
Exactly. Yeah. We want people to love Yankton because we love Yankton so much.
And I just noticed you've got a Love Our City shirt on with the bridge.
Yes. Yep. This is our logo for the event.
That's really nice. Let me quiz you because I don't think you have anything in front of you right now. There are 5 churches involved.
Yes.
Could you name all of them?
Oh, for sure. We've got Restore Church, Calvary Baptist, Discovery, River View Reformed Church, and then River City Assembly of God.
Good job. Why does it make sense to work together with these congregations? You could have done this on your own, but you're collaborating, and that's good.
Yeah, we want to be an example to just the whole world, but other believers that just because we are a part of different churches doesn't mean that we can't work together all the time. Like, we all have one mission, that is to love God and love people, and we get to do that and show our community that through this event.
Well, since you took point on this and you're in talking about it, if you want to share something about the Restore Church, remind people where it is and what it's all about and welcome them to services, what would you say just on some basic information about your congregation?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we have 3 Sunday services every week. We're located in the back of the Yankton Mall right now, and our services are at 8 a.m., 9:30, and 11:15 every Sunday, but we also have a Spanish service that meets in the afternoon on Sundays at 4:15.
All right, and some of the other names of the folks in leadership at the church that people would recognize?
We've got Pastor Jeff Mueller.
I think a lot of people would recognize him, for sure.
Definitely. Our other pastor is Pastor Jacob Olson, and he does our youth group. And Brittany Mueller, Pastor Jeff's wife, is our kids ministry director.
Yeah, and Jacob's been in here a few times to visit with us too, so it's nice to meet some of the other faces there. So in the back of the mall, how is that going?
It's so good. We've been there 2 years now, and we plan to stay there for a while. It has been the best space for us to be able to expand our kids ministry and expand as we've grown our Sunday services.
And your church should get all of the credit for what's happening out at the mall, right? Maybe a little credit to Matt Evans.
Oh, he's been doing such a great job. He's been good. Yes, we've been there since, I think, before he bought it. But so he's been great in that transition to keep us there and help us navigate expanding through the growth.
Anything else you want people to know about Love Our City that you want to pass along here this morning?
Just be on the lookout on Saturday, July 26th, around town. You might get blessed.
And now here's a silly question that has nothing to do with Love Our City, but You guys ever get confused with the Restore downtown in Yankton?
Yes, people have tried to bring donations to our offices multiple occasions.
Yeah. Sure, a pleasure to meet you. And please reach out to us if you need anything. Thanks for heading this up. And I hope things go well and some nice things blossom out of the seeds that you're planting on this.
Thank you so much.